I had heard whispers, rumors, that this place existed. Maybe in the back of my mind I didn't think it was real, but I hoped it was. Imagine my surprise when I received a personal invitation. I remember walking up to the door, old world gilded. Walking into the massive lobby, I was the only person. Ornate rugs, deep dark wood trim, exotic plants, luxurious, sensuous, dangerous. As I approached the front desk, there was an older woman sitting there, reading something. She glanced up at me and gave me a smile that went right to my groin. Without saying a word, she looked me up and down and then turned back to the wall behind her, where all the room keys were stored. She picked one, it seemed at random, and handed me the key. I looked at it, looked back at the woman, and she pointed toward the elevators. I made my way there, the sound of my high heels clicking on the tile, resounding through the empty, cavernous space. As I approached the elevator, the wooden doors rolled back to reveal an old-time space with an operator. The gentleman smiled, opened the ironwork lattice to let me into the interior of the elevator. I showed him the key, and he hit the button that corresponded to the first number. That must be the floor, I thought to myself. I realized that the last two numbers then would correspond to the room. When the elevator arrived at the floor, he opened the door for me and again smiled as I stepped out into a dark hallway. Velvet-lined walls, exotic carpeting, and dimly lit lanterns adorned the walls. As I made my way to the room, my heart was pounding, my breath quickening, and I could feel myself salivating. It was all I could do to walk in a straight line. My body was quaking. What lied beyond the door? What was waiting for me? I had no way of knowing. That was the agreement of this place. You come in upon an invitation. You are assigned to a room. And you must participate in whatever activity is chosen for you. If you do not, you are banished forever. There are no second chances here. And to be banished is to be denied the most incredible earthly delights one could imagine. I stood for a moment before the door, my door, chosen for me. I slowly opened it, passed through, and shut the door behind me. Somehow I willed my legs forward, propelling my body into the inner sanctum, ready to face whatever sexual tortures, orgasmic heights, pain, pleasure, awaited me. I was confronted with another hallway upon entering the room. There was no light in that area, but I could see a glow coming from around the corner. As I made my way into the room, I realized that there was only one central light from the ceiling, strong, shining down upon a low platform. No other light or furniture appeared to be in the room, but it was so dark, I could not tell where the end of the room lay. I didn't think anyone else was in there with me, but I couldn't be certain. I also couldn't be certain that people were not watching me. That was also part of the bargain of this place. There were rooms where sometimes you were assigned to watch into another room. There were one-way mirrors. Sometimes you would be in the room with another person watching. There could be people in the corner, dark, cloaked in shadows, watching whatever I was about to do. As I walked toward that low central platform, I saw that there was a note. I also saw that at the end of the platform was a mechanism, a machine, and at the end of the machine was a very large, thick, hard dildo. My body quaked, thinking about taking its girth and length inside of me. I swallowed hard and picked up the note. It was on thick, beige cardstock. Elegant and expertly handwritten, no detail was left undone in this place. The note asked me to disrobe entirely, folding my clothes and placing them on the shelf under the platform. I took off my black skirt, my white blouse, my black 6-inch heels, my black lace bra, my thigh-high nylons, and my black lace thong. I folded each article carefully, placing them in a pile and storing them, as was requested, on the shelf under the low platform. I looked at the note then, and it did tell me to put back on my high heels. I'll be honest, I shivered a little at the thought. Naked in a strange room, wearing my high heels only. I did as I was told, and then looked at the note again, my instructions, my only interaction with this strange place so far. It told me to mount the platform on all fours, my ass closest to the fuck machine. It wanted me to take the large dildo and place it at the entrance of my pussy. I did, as I was told, on all fours, reaching underneath myself, positioning the dildo, the entrance of my tight cunt. I then put my hands in front of me and waited. Suddenly, the machine clicked on, and I could feel the large intrusion knocking at the entrance of my tight pussy. Although the machine moved slowly, I wasn't quite prepared for its intrusion. Inhaling sharply, my breath catching in my throat, I moaned and grunted as it penetrated me fully and then stopped. Like a stuck pig. On all fours, I was impaled by the fuck machine. The large 9-inch dildo, thick and hard, completely stuffing my pussy full. It almost was overwhelming. Pain mixing with discomfort, mixing with sensation and pleasure. And then the machine clicked on again and slowly withdrew from my cunt. And I was surprised at how sad I felt to be empty again. Shocked myself at my own thoughts. But the machine didn't stop again. Slowly, in a steady rhythm, it fucked me. I could feel myself growing wetter, slippery, slick with my own juices. I could feel my back arching, my hips rocking in rhythm with the machine fucking me, as if sensing my eagerness. The speed increased. I put my head down on the table, face down, ass up. As I moaned and groaned with exquisite pleasure, as it really plowed my cunt. Keeping that steady rhythm, building me closer and closer to release. God, it was the best feeling in the world. A good rutting, one that I hadn't had in ages. It never tired. It never slowed down or changed rhythm. It just stayed steady and constant. Exquisitely, expertly building the orgasm deep inside of me. It picked up quicker. Could see my vision going spotty. I was so close, so close. And suddenly I was pushed over the edge. Could feel my body shaking as I came, harder than I had ever come before in my life. The machine did not stop. It kept fucking me ruthlessly. Oh my god, I felt a pressure deep in my groin. I just needed to release. I never had gone past this point before. I wasn't sure what was happening. I thought I might empty my bladder accidentally, but I had just lost my mind, and I could only think of the primal, feral need overtaking my body, controlling my every thought and whim. I cried out, screaming as I came. The sound of my own cum splashing onto the table. The machine, still plowing my sopping wet cunt. Moans and grunts and cries streaming from my mouth as I came again. Whimpers. Shivers. Shaking. Quaking. I was squirting all over the machine, myself, the table. My breath finally returned to me as the machine slowed to a standstill. My cheek pressed to the table, the light shining down on me. I was immobile, exhausted. My ass up in the air, legs spread, pussy open to whoever was looking and watching. Kneeling in a puddle of my own cum. And I couldn't have cared less. Anyone could have come in and done anything to me at that time, and I wouldn't have cared. So spent, so vulnerable, having the most intense orgasm wrung from my body. After a moment, I gathered myself up. For the first time, I noticed a towel under the platform. I used it to sop up the cum between my legs. It was also running down my thighs and onto the floor as I stood next to the platform. I couldn't help myself. As I stood there, I leaned down and took a long lick of my own juices from the puddle there on the table. I stood up, savoring my essence. I was absolutely cum drunk. I slowly redressed in the clothes I had folded and left under the platform. I sopped up the mess I had made and folded the wet towel, leaving it on the table. I also gave the wet dildo, still beaded with my own juices, a quick little kiss. Giggled as I turned to leave the room. Walking back down the hallway, the elevator, and into the lobby, I handed the hotel room key to the matron behind the front desk. and smiled. She gave me a devilish grin and said, "We'll see you next week." And I replied, "Oh, absolutely. I think I'm going to like my stays here at the Hotel Kink."